Welcome to Now Church. For the latest updates, visit us at nowchurch.com, including live or on-demand video, online giving, and much more. And don't forget to follow Now Church on our social media platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. And please use the hashtag NowChurch. Thank you, and enjoy today's service.
We're so thankful for our representatives that are here today from Israel. We've been friends, as I said, for several years. This was their second war because they are Ukrainian by birth. So they have family in Ukraine. When Russia invaded Ukraine, they were involved in that from Israel helping. And all of a sudden, in their own nation, they were hit with their own version of 9/11 and terrorism. And there's been a war ever since. Pastor Sergei told me that yesterday was his first Saturday, which is their Sabbath in Israel, their first Shabbat in 9 months where he was relaxed. And could we send him to do those things, because for 9 months he's been on the front lines every Saturday and every day, 6 days a week. So it's a real challenge, but we're so blessed. They said to us when they came into town the other day, they said, "We're so happy and proud to be your hands and your boots on the ground and extending the love of Now Church in Ocala to the world and to the people of Israel." So I'd like you to get up on your feet right now and give a great Now Church welcome to Pastor Sergei as he comes. Pastor Sergei Matsuga, he'll introduce his wife in a few moments.
Thank you so much. Wow. What an honor to be here. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your hearts, for your prayers. We really, really, really appreciate it. You can be seated. I got, again, emotional by watching this recap of the last 8 months of what we have been going through. And it's, you know, it has its ups and downs and tears and laughs and being strong, being weak, being running around and doing good things in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. And we want to bring, we actually brought you big, huge thank you. Toda Rabba from Israel, from all of the people we have helped, over 3,000 people we have touched with our own hands, with our volunteers, and we send love from Christians all over the world. And we say, this is not from us, this is from the Christians who support Israel. And can you believe it that many Israelis who grew up in Israel, and I remember some Morocco, a Jewish lady, you know, elderly lady, she was crying when I said to her that this helps come from Christians from the United States of America. Because when you live in Israel, all you see at the news is pro-Palestinian protests and everybody hates Jews and all these anti-Semitic riots all over the world. And when I telling them that hundreds of millions of evangelical Jews, evangelical Christians, they praying and loving you and supporting you, they almost not believing it, but when you bring them physical, you know, things, help, they cry and they say, so thank you. So I bring you huge thank you to Darabai and give yourself huge a round of applause of your generosity, of your support. Because of your help, we can be your hands in your boots in the land of Israel. And we, me, Natasha, we just humble shepherd from the fields of the land of Israel, brought some news to you, and we're gonna share a word about how to be strong and courageous. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Are you ready to be a little bit more stronger than you are?
Yes.
A little bit more encouraged or courageous? That's amazing. That's amazing. We're living in a kind of crazy world. Since the last 4 years, is going even, you know, from 1 month, from half a year to 1 year, even more crazier and more crazy. And we don't know where we're going at the moment, especially in the Middle East. And we, Ukrainians, we see war in Europe, war in Middle East now in Gaza, and potential war in Lebanon. And we don't know if we will have a big war with Iran. It might happen, might not. We pray that it's not, but We don't know where tomorrow will bring. But what I know for sure, that God promised us and He commanded us to be strong and courageous. And this word always, this verse in the Bible always resounding in our heads when we waking up again because of the alarms of the Air Force, you know, and some rockets is coming towards Tel Aviv. And when we waking up during these attacks, we always remind ourselves that our job is to be strong and courageous. And not because we are strong and courageous, but because God is with us. Amen. Me and Natasha, we have been going through different difficulties, different hard circumstances in our life for the last 40 years. You know, we grew up in the 90s in Ukraine. After Soviet Union collapsed, we had nothing. I had nothing to eat, nothing to play with, you know, a very hard, difficult childhood and teenage years. And then we end up to be in Israel, and Israel, which is like the most democratic state in the whole Middle East, but compared to Western world, it's not that democratic, and they don't like us to plant church, and they were investigating and trying to find the thing to kick us from Israel because we planted the church. And for the last 5 years, we were under investigation of Interior Ministry if we do everything right. And just 2-3 days before we came here to the States, we got our permanent residency. So we stay in Israel forever. For as long God wants us in Israel, and God has been so good to us. We have now at the moment one of the biggest church in our region, which is about 200 people. And this is a large congregation for Israel. And we're so glad, we're so honored and so humble before the God to be pastors of very generous church, very blessed church. All this job you have seen on the screen was not possible without our volunteers and our people from the church. And they are not just people, they are strong and courageous people, because on the second day we were already on the front lines at the hospital delivering gifts to the children who was wounded on this 7th of October event. And we have seen smiles and tears on the mother's eyes of these children, and children were smiling, and I still remember, and I'm so encouraged by what God is able to do through the church, which is strong and courageous. So I believe you want to be prepared for the next season you are living now, right now. And we're so honored to preach this message to you in, especially in today, in this season you are in America, because the world is divided. Not only you in the United States of America, but in Slavic countries are divided, who is for Russia, who is against Russia, who is wherever. Middle East is very divided. Israel, we divided as well. There is half people for government, another half against government. The world goes bananas. You know, I don't know if you have this expression here, but this is what I like to say. And we don't know what tomorrow will bring. There is already, you know, we were telling after COVID, there is new normal, but there is no new normal anymore, and we don't know. And the encouraging thing is that Jesus did not promise us an easy life. He was telling us that we will have troubles in this world, but we need to stay strong and be courageous because God is with us. Amen? So I believe that we can share with you this word and encourage some of you to become stronger and more courageous. Let's open Joshua 1:9. This is a verse and a sentence which Moses, before he goes to heaven, he tells his ancestor Joshua, and he encouraged him with these words. He says, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. Is with you wherever you go." How can we be strong and courageous? I will explain you in a few more minutes from Hebrew meaning, what does it mean? But first thing you need to remember, you can be strong and courageous, not because you are strong and courageous, but because God is with you Wherever you go, you need to be sure that God is with you in the season you live in. It doesn't matter, is it crisis, is it a high season, is it a low season in your life. What do you need to be sure that you hold on God? This is the first insight, okay? And let's go into these two words, strong and courageous, meaning in Hebrew, and what does it mean? And we're going to take some golden nuggets from the holy language of Hebrew. You ready with me? So the word strong in Hebrew sounds hazak. Can you repeat it with me, please? Hazak, okay? You're doing good. You have a nice pronunciation of this word. So hazak means, literally, when we see it in the Bible, and even in the modern Hebrew, hazak means fitness and health. So it stands for physical fitness and physical health. So I'm not going to preach to you about physical conditions of our own bodies, which is another topic. Maybe another day we're going to speak about it. But I am into the sport for the last 8-9 years. I have done several Ironman competition, 8 or 9 full marathons, and I do like endurance sport. And when people ask me how you can in the world run for 70 miles, swimming, biking, running, it seems impossible in a day of event when performance takes place. And for me, it is possible. I know that I can do it because I have done that. But when I had my first event, I didn't know how it's going to happen. And if you train well, so for example, for full marathon, you need to run about 800 miles during your training sessions. If you are able to train yourself and be self-disciplined enough to run that long, you know, maybe for 3-4 months, you will be so sure that you can finish the race in a day of performance. So when crisis or any trouble comes our way, we have to be what? Ready. But what makes us ready? It's today when we use a self-discipline. So as a sportsman, I can tell that if you have self-discipline, you can participate in any event you want. Because you know the training routine. You know that you need to wake up in the morning, read your Bible, encourage yourself, because nobody encourages you in the morning, 6 in the morning. And you go and you run for 40 minutes, for 50 minutes. You come back, you do some push-ups, you take a shower and go to the rest of your day. And this is your routine. And if you do this routine every day, guess what? When trouble will come your way, you will be strong enough. So this is what Hebrew means for us. So I take it as a first step for you that we need to learn self-discipline. And not about only physical, even though we need to keep our bodies in shape. Amen? Okay. But we're speaking about spiritual routine, how we read our Bible, how we communicate with each other, how we keep our Shabbat separate and we rest one day, and we keep our soul good and healthy. This is a self-discipline. If you want to face giants and win these giants, as David, when he faced Goliath, he was ready to hit him in the forehead. Why? Because he had done that thousands of times. Of course, God helped him. Of course, God, it was a miraculous thing and everybody applauds him. But David knew that he can do it. So be sure that you developing your self-discipline. And who is self-disciplined person here with me? Maybe a few people in the room. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. For all of you who was not raising your hand, I have a good news for you. You can practice self-discipline every day. Just wake up 10 minutes earlier. And instead of scrolling the news on your phone, read your Bible first. It takes only 15 minutes. You don't need more. Only 15 minutes a day. Start with that. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline." God gave us self-discipline. We need just to practice it in the name of Jesus. And this is how we can become strong, chazak. This is how we can be strong. Amen? Amen. So second word is courageous. And in Hebrew it sounds like omets. Can you repeat it with me? Omets. Oh, you're doing good. Omets. And it's so interesting that this word, omets, we create another word which is sounds imuts, meaning adoption. So it's a physical adoption when you adopt kids, children, and adoption of practice or ideas. When you adopt some ideas. So if you want to be encouraged, which is now English lesson for you if you didn't know, that encourage means put in courage. So if you got encouraged by some false ideas, guess what? You will be full of fear, fearful. And if you got encouraged by your Father, Heavenly Father ideas and His word, guess what? You will be fearless. And you will be strong and courageous. And I love that. I don't know about you, but I just love this one. Romans 8:14 says, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Amen? So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba. Means daddy. Abba is a Hebrew word as well. It's daddy. When you have personal relationship with your Heavenly Father, you call Him Abba. This is so important for us to understand that we need to have new identity in Christ. And new identity means new ideology. You need to adopt new ideology and change the way you think about yourself. You need to listen to the correct things going to your mind. And if you read all the time hateful things and people speak about each other badly and da-da-da, guess what? You will be fearful in the end and you will be afraid of what's coming next. But if you read the Word of God and you got encouraged and you put encouraged by the Lord, you will face giants fearless. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to show you a short video of me on the 7th of October coming into the direct hit location by the rocket from Hamas, from Gaza. Because I volunteer for the police in Israel. You can do that. It's half of our policemen are volunteers. Maybe like you here have firefighter volunteers. So we have the same in Israel, but for the police units. And when I came to the shift on 7th of October, on Shabbat, usually we don't watch news and stuff like that. Of course, we heard rockets coming up and we hide it in a bomb shelter. I knew that something happened, but it's normal thing for Israel to have sirens from time to time. And I said, okay, it's another thing. Everything is under control of our army, da-da-da. But when I showed up on a shift, our police guys, officers, they were so afraid. They were so, because they knew what's going on. I didn't know, thank God. And then we sit in a car and we go to our first event, and it was a shooting in Tel Aviv. And potentially, the officer knew that this shooting, its potential terrorist came all the way from, because it's only 40 kilometers, about 30 miles from Tel Aviv. It's 30 miles from Gaza, so it's not that far for them to come into Tel Aviv. And when I was driving, because I usually drive a car, and when I was driving a patrol car, I was just smiling, and I was, praying at the same time, Russian, Hebrew, Ukrainian, English, and tongues all in the same time. And I was so encouraged that this officer, he's so lucky as because he got me as a volunteer to go with him, because I am a son of God and I will be protected by Almighty no matter where we go. We end up not being terrorists, thank God. It's just a criminal shooting on the same day, apparently. But the second call was to go to the direct hit. And me and the officer, we came first at the scene. And even before firefighters, we came into the building first trying to find wounded people and help them get out from their apartment. And when the guy owner of the apartment opened the door, because we couldn't see it from the inside, he opened the door and he was just a little bit, had a little blood on his nose, but he was completely okay. And you would see now, you will see in our apartment and you would understand that this is a miracle of God. Let's check out. This is us coming up, trying to find apartment. This is a bedroom, living room, and kitchen of the same apartment. This is a hit from the outside. This is how much damage one rocket in Tel Aviv have done, yeah? And what I'm trying to tell that God is protecting Israel. This is what I understood. And when you see, when you look at me and you maybe think, oh, how you can do it in a world, you have wife, kids, church, why you do it so? I'm not afraid because I have God with me. I'm His son. And I'll be all right. Don't worry about us. You can pray for Israel. You can pray for us, but don't worry. We are in the safe hands because God is with us. Amen. I want to call Natasha on stage. She's continue to talk about how to be light of the world because we strong and courageous, not only for ourselves, but for other people.
Thank you. Good morning, Now Church. You okay? Not so much? Okay? Oh, good. Good. Awesome. Awesome. I have an amazing husband, as you can tell, right? He is a self-discipline. He is a sportsman, policeman, all kind of man. Father man, pastor man, husband man, he is my Superman. I call him not human being man. Because I am not self-disciplined. Who can relate to that? Come on, this is my people. But I really believe in it. I really know that I try. You help me. Yes, but it's not the strength. I actually very, very mood person. But my husband very lucky because most of the day I have always a great mood. I am joy. Joy is my strength. And joy in my Lord is the strength of me as well. And you know what? What I want to tell you, that every one of us have gifts. We have different gifts. None of that the same. Me and my husband, we're actually totally opposite. He is a very structured, creating system, very active in a crisis. I am totally opposite. In a crisis, he wanna do something, I wanna sit. I want to sit and be sure that everyone is okay. Everyone is safe. Everyone in peace. One peace. And in peace. And everyone have joy. This is me. And when we got the crisis, actually, very often when something happened, my first word is, everything is okay. I can handle it. We can handle it. Everything is okay. This is my usually phrase when something's going on. But it's very good that God put it in me. Because when I grew up with my oldest sister. I'm the youngest in my family. And my sister, she's like my husband. Like, not human being person. She is beautiful, great marks. She can dance well, sing well. She can paint well, knitting well. Everything is amazing. She's a super creative. She's a great sister. She's a great daughter. She's a very strong character. She's the best of the best. And me. Just average, normal, nice girl. So when I grew up, I always ask, so what kind of gifts I have? Because I don't have any gifts. All the gifts she took before me. Nothing left. So if you can tell, because you're laughing more, last 2 minutes. So my gift is bring people joy and laughs. I'm very good in it. God's put it in me, and I'm really happy that I'm a happy person. And I can share with that. I'm not just keep it for myself. I can share with my joy. I can bring smile to people's faith when the time is wrong. When a time is dark. When a time is very awful. There is no hope. The gifts in me can bring this hope. That God's gift in me. So you have gifts. Every one of you. Different. And it's great. Because only with my joy, without his structure and his discipline, I would be just poor, happy girl. But with him, I'm a very blessed wife, mother, pastor, and we just feel each other. This is how God created the church. Together, we just feel each other. We better together. But the most important, the gifts we have, it's the gifts that God put in us. He gives us, every one of you, have something already inside of you. You don't need to be someone. You just need to be the person God's created you. And these gifts, it means light. And these gifts, when we just don't keep it to ourselves, we like it. We like to have our own. It belongs to me. It's my thing. But when we open our hand, our life to other, we can share the gifts already in us. It's not hard. It's not a hard thing. It's easy because it's who we are. We just open to share it. And when we got together, we can even do the disco ball. And have so much fun. Right? So I want to read you a Bible verse. Matthew 5, 14, 16. You are the light of the world. Amen. Say, I am. Great. Thank you. You're such a great. So you are the light of the world. You don't need to be. You not will be. You are already. This is who you are. It's your identity. Amen. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Don't hide yourself. Don't hide. Put yourself on a hilltop. Show your gifts. Serve your gifts. Share your gifts. The gifts that God put in you. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under the basket. No one. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise you. No. No. Praise your heavenly Father. Can you imagine? Our neighbors ask us, why are you so calm? You travel, you see all the awful stuff. You see the people, you touch people's life. How are you so easygoing? How you have so much joy and peace? Because they were smoking and drinking in the front of the high building, with the apartment building. They were so desperate. And what we say, just we know that it's just God. It's just God. It's not because we're so great. No. It's just because God is so great in us to show people when they need Him. Such a need in States, such a need in Israel, such a need in the world right now to see God, how we can have Him in our life. And I want to tell you the second part, that alone, it's very hard to be light in a darkness. It's so hard. Because if you're alone, it's so easy to be defeated. When you're alone and the thoughts coming, and no one knows but you, you're not sharing, you don't open up, you just bury it by yourself. When the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But to us, in the crisis, to be successful, to be the light of the world, we need to stick together. We need to be together. And I want to call my husband. I call you. Hello. And thank you. I am, because you're amazing. Oh, yeah, I love you too. So, Ecclesiastes 4:12. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. But two can stand back to back. Back to back, you know, I'm normal. I don't have eyes on my back. But,
I got you.
Thank you. But if I have someone, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your leader, maybe it's your brother or sister in the church who got your back. And you know what? I actually didn't plan to say that. But you know what do enemy? On enemy destroy us because we stop trusting people. We stop trusting people in the church. And this is how enemy uses it, that we stay alone, isolated, try to be light of the world and fail, fail, fail. But God wants us to trust again. Trust each other again. Open up again. Stay together, back to back. Hold on something common we have, but not what we're different. Aunt, I don't like healthy food. Oh, he likes it. Oh, I don't want to deal with you. Oh, you're so self-disciplined. I'm not, so you're not my person. Sorry. This is what enemy does. But, oh, you believe in Jesus. Me too. Let's...
Something in common.
Come on. We have something in common.
We
have kids, right?
And Jesus.
And Jesus, yes. It's, but everything else, we're just different. Come on. But two can stand back to back and conquer.
Yes.
Say with me, conquer. You can conquer enemy when you are together. Three are even better. So three, that's why we have two kids. Four, come to us, come to us, come on. Let's do three. So back to back. Come on. You see? Three even better. Isn't it great? Three, even better, for the triple braided cord is not easily broken. Amen. Thank you. Let's be united. Bring your gifts. Serve with your gifts, with who you are. Maybe you're not joyful, but you are a very secure person. Just bring it to people. Maybe you're good with finances. Maybe you're good with comfort. You want to comfort people. Maybe you're good with jokes. Maybe you're good with kids. Maybe you're good with cooking. Do you know how hard to cook when you're in stress? If it's your gift, so you cook when you stress. I mean, it's different. When I'm stressed, I don't eat, I forget to eat, and I forget to cook. And we were so blessed because someone thought about us and bring us food. When we running all over the Israel helping people, and they just said, we will cook for all volunteers that they will have food to do the job. So you don't need to be changed, but you need to be open and united. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Natasha. And we're so honored to pray for you. For such a time as this, I believe we came all the way from Israel, from the Middle East, to bring this news to you that we need to be strong and united. All together, we're going to win our enemy, and our enemy is Satan. Amen? He is our enemy. And we're going to be stronger and courageous, and all together, we're going to conquer giants in our life. Amen? And we want to pray for you, and let's close our eyes and maybe stand up, or you can feel free, whatever is easy for you. Just close your eyes and put aside all the differences which divide you with your spouse, with your leadership, with your team, with your church, with your nation. Just put aside for a minute and ask God that He will reveal you what ideology you need to adopt. Because this is what makes you courageous. If you adopt His ideology and you replace in your mind what is lie of the enemy and you replace it with truth of the Word of God. Maybe it's hard in this season and you say, no, I don't want to do it because it's so hard and this person hurt me so big time, what he said to me or his opinion on that matter or on other matter. Just put aside for the sake of unity of the church and for the sake of this country, because only this way we can win the battles ahead of us. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. And you see our hearts better than even ourselves. We ask you that you will show us these lies we believe and these things we need to put aside and replace with the truth of your word. In this atmosphere, Holy Spirit, I ask you that you will reveal us the things that divide us in a family, in the teams, in the church, in the churches, in the cities, in the whole country. And we ask, sorry, forgive us that we have been led by wrong ideologies. And we make a decision today to follow your word and follow you, Yeshua. And keep our eyes on you, because you and only you can win these battles. And in this atmosphere, I want to pray with you another prayer. If you maybe first time and you never given your life to Jesus, this is the right moment for you to make this decision, because your God, your Heavenly Father, your Abba, paid a huge price for you, as He sent His only Son to this earth, and he died for you and resurrected on the third day for you to be alive. And if you came here and you desperately need this adoption by Heavenly Father and you feel alone, I ask you if you can raise your hand when everybody close their eyes and they will not look around. It's between you and God. Just tell him by raising your hand, I need you, Lord. I need you, God. Thank you. I see one hand. If there is some more people, if there is people online who is watching, you want to give your life to Jesus. Thank you so much. I've seen another hand. A few more hands. Thank you. Thank you. This is between you and God. Just pray this simple prayer and make it yours. Heavenly Father, I ask you, forgive me of my sins, of wrong ideologies I believed. I believe in you, Jesus, and I give my life to you. And I want to be adopted by you. And I call you Father, Abba. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Did you enjoy that today? Wasn't that powerful? Hope you got that online as well. What a perspective. These people, they've been in 9 months of intense, when we think of spiritual warfare, we know it's an intense battle. They've been in intense spiritual warfare that's manifested in the natural with bombs coming at them on a regular basis. And they still got joy. And they still got peace. And they still got love. And they still got purpose. Why? Because God with us is everything. Is everything else. So I hope that you enjoyed that today. I know it's going to be just crazy what's trying to happen in the world. Be careful this week. Would you just do me a favor? And if you start to get overwhelmed with the news and just watching all the heads talking, just turn it off and just talk to Jesus and talk about, let's be part of the solution, not part of the problem, okay?
Thanks for joining us at Now Church. For the latest updates, visit us at nowchurch.com, including live or on-demand video, event registration, online giving, and much more. And don't forget to follow Now Church on our social media platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. And please use the hashtag #NowChurch. Thank you.